So we make preparations to hear these words of Scripture from John's Gospel this morning. If you are able, I would invite you to please stand. This passage starts out with a sentence that says, "The next day." And that next day is the day that is following Jesus' baptism. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael looked and said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" And Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Probably one of the greatest rites of passage in American culture is when a teenager gets his or her driver's license. I remember turning 16 and thinking, "Oh, I am so mature." I remember when Andrew and Abigail turned 16 and I thought, "Oh, you are such children." It does us good to read over the current lists of do's and don'ts as we work with our youth and go over that list of do's and don'ts for driving. And while most states in the United States observe many traffic laws in common, driving on the right side of the road, actually stopping at stop signs, I swear most of us think that STOP means slightly tap on pedal, or some of our youth squeal tires on pavement. There are some rules that vary state to state. There are some rules on the books in some states that are just downright goofy. In Little Rock, Arkansas, no person shall sound the horn on a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m. Go figure why that's there. Decades ago, sorry ladies, it was illegal for a woman to drive down Main Street in Waynesboro, Virginia, without her husband walking in front of the car waving a red flag. "Here she comes, get out of the way." In Minnesota, it's illegal to cross state lines with a duck on your head. No word yet whether chickens are acceptable. Tennessee. I had people say to me, "Surely that one is not true." Tennessee has a law that prohibits shooting animals, shooting at animals from a car unless that animal happens to be a whale. So if you're driving down the highway in Tennessee, say in Chattanooga, and you see a whale beached along the side of the road, go ahead and blast away. You might want to call the straitjacket, though, if you see a whale that far from the ocean. In San Francisco, car wash owners are restricted from drying off vehicles with used underwear. And all God's people said, ew. Somebody said, wouldn't you like to know what those lawmakers were either drinking or smoking when they came up with some of those? The key is to take that manual, that driver's manual, and to read it, to study it, to use it, so that its daily experience just becomes second nature. And of course, that's the best way to do it, so that you don't have someone walking in front of you waving a red flag. Of course, I always tell the kids when they get their permit or their license, okay, that's good to know you're now driving, because now I know the safest place is going to be on the road, because you're always going to be off in a ditch or a field somewhere. The traffic laws for Jesus were a little more relaxed. Jesus probably walked thousands of miles in his lifetime, and as he traveled, Jesus began to define a different set of rules and regulations for those that followed him on those ancient roads and for those of us that follow him today. We miss a lot of the uniqueness and radicalness of the laws, though, because we've just always heard them. The story in today's lesson from the Gospel of John illustrates that Jesus' rules of the road are timeless and important if we're going to stay on the right track as his disciples. Jesus is traveling from his baptism, going back to Galilee, his hometown. The road running along the Jordan River was the main north-south route through that region, and Jesus and other Jewish people would have traveled this road many, many times. Jesus is traveling with Andrew and Peter. He's already called them. And now he's going to encounter two more. In the hometown of Andrew and Peter, Jesus encounters two men that he calls to teach along the roadway. Three rules we experience in this morning's scripture, three rules that everyone that is compelled to follow Jesus should adhere to. Rule number one, Jesus says, follow me. Kind of the equivalent to Jesus holding up a red flag, waving it in front of those who want to come after him. Follow me. Note that it's not a suggestion. It's not a question. It's not simply believe in me, think about me, or consider me. Jesus emphatically says, follow me. To be a disciple is to leave the pathway, the roadway that we are on, and to take the road upon which Jesus is traveling. Jesus is calling individuals to follow him on the road that leads straight to the heart of God and God's mission. Too often we have defined the rules of Christian faith in terms of what we believe about Jesus instead of actually focusing and following Jesus and doing what Jesus does. Information is important. Imitating Jesus, though, is really the heart of discipleship. on this weekend of celebrating the life and remembering Dr. Martin Luther King, we realize that there is an individual who was not going to live life in the status quo anymore. And so he placed his life and trust in Jesus and began to live a life that followed Jesus by accepting people regardless of the color of their skin. Rule number two, Jesus says, come. Come and see. Philip responds to Nathanael's skepticism with an invitation. Well, if you don't believe me, at least come and see. Experience it firsthand. So Philip doesn't try to argue. He doesn't try to force Nathanael. Rather, Philip uses a green light and says, just come and see for yourself, where Nathanael puts up a stop sign. Because Philip knew that his friend Nathanael would best respond to an open invitation. And Nathanael comes and, to his amazement, discovers that Jesus already knows him. You see, we're all invited to come and to see and to follow the one who already knows us by name, the one who already knows everything there is to know about us. And when we are invited to come to Jesus, and when we invite others to come and see, we know that Jesus is ready to come and to dwell with us and to respond, come and see the good news I have for you. Rule number three, see. Look around you, see. You will see greater things than these. Nathanael was amazed that Jesus knew him. But if that in and of itself is amazing, Jesus told his new disciple, in essence, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the rest of John's gospel reveals and shares the stories of those amazing things to those who had accepted Jesus' invitation. They got to witness multitudes of healings, exorcisms, miracles, the transfiguration, and especially the resurrection of the dead. Following Jesus was, following Jesus is, a ticket to a wild ride with many twists and turns in our daily lives and living. But many of us are content with doing only what we think we can do. Following the rules that are the easiest to follow. Taking the roadway that is clearly marked and the easiest way to travel. The disciples of Jesus Christ learned, however, that following Jesus Christ is actually a journey that is filled with strange and exciting opportunities to rewrite the rules in the world the way things operate today. And to rewrite those rules according to the teachings and the lifestyle of Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, today Jesus Christ invites us to see the world differently. To see it through his eyes. And he says, come. Follow and see. And all things will be made new. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the calling of your disciples. We are thankful, O God, for the calling of each and every one of us. You desire an intimate relationship with us all. And you desire, O God, that we will pattern our lives after the Christ child, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we might carry his message and his good news forth from this place out into the world to our places of work and play, our places of socializing, our places where there are hurts and needs and joys and celebrations. Call us, send us, and we will go. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.